Coronavirus pandemic has brought on stressful times for many in the nation. Heartburn may be one of the byproducts. Around 60 million Americans experience heartburn at least once a month. But in these times when many people are cooped up in their homes, it might be more often. Anita Brickman is executive director of the CHPA Educational Foundation, which is dedicated to medicine safety.
There's been a ton of anxiety and stress dealing with this pandemic, the spread of COVID-19, and sometimes we are resorting to comfort foods.
What kind of foods, first of all, should we be looking at to maybe avoid at this point as we sit home?
Well, I think the greasy and fried foods are top of mind, and really monitoring our alcohol and soda consumption. And a lot of people have been turning to more comfort foods while they've been at home. They've also been experimenting with cooking. I think that with heartburn, you have to look at what your own trigger might be, because that symptom of that burning sensation that goes up in your throat and into your mouth right after you eat a meal, hopefully it's a once in a while situation that you can modify with diet. But if you have frequent heartburn, that's something to really pay attention to.
Is that something that you then should go to a doctor for, other than aside from trying to get some relief over the counter?
So there are definitely over-the-counter options, but we would always encourage people to talk to a healthcare provider. And that can be your doctor, or it could be the pharmacist. If you feel like you are experiencing heartburn more often than you used to, there are over-the-counter treatments, and there are different ones. You could take an antacid if it's a very unusual situation for you. There are H2 blockers, which are medicines that control acid in the stomach. But if you have frequent heartburn, there's a group of medicines called proton pump inhibitors, PPIs, that can be very safe and effective for frequent heartburn, but you need to follow the medicine label. And that's like taking one of these medicines a day up to 14 days. If your heartburn isn't going away after that, you definitely need to talk to a healthcare provider.
Aside from drugs that can perhaps relieve some of this, what are some of the other things that you can do in terms of activities, that kind of thing?
So I think healthy weight and exercise is a really big preventative measure, and not just for heartburn, but for anything we're dealing with through this pandemic. Trying to keep exercise up, whether it's even taking a brisk walk every day, that can be really healthy. Looking at your weight and making sure that you're not gaining enough, that you might be at risk for type 2 diabetes. That is a very real issue during this pandemic. Avoiding smoking or trying to stop smoking if we can. And diet changes are so helpful. Of course, we all want to have our indulgences at times. But if our diet is based mostly on lean proteins, healthy fruits and vegetables, then we are in really good shape to control a lot of conditions that might come up otherwise.
Has there been an uptick, as far as you can tell, in terms of heartburn?
No, we do not have an uptick during this pandemic. However, it is safe to say that a lot more people may be experiencing this summer because of the stress and anxiety that they're dealing with. Before the COVID-19 pandemic, 1 in 4 adults reported experiencing heartburn at least once a week, oftentimes worse in the summer because their diets are changing. Overlaying the pandemic on that, we want to make sure that people realize that there are treatment options if they are experiencing more frequent heartburn because of stress, because of diet, or whatever reason.
Anita Brickman is executive director of CHPA Educational Foundation, which has a website, knowyourotcs.org. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.